Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
I'm sorry. Right now is not a good time. Can I get a call back?
Oh, I understand. But this is going to be really brief, and it's going to take just a few minutes of your time.
Okay.
Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things in the wrong track?
I don't currently have an opinion.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Ector County, according to your perspective?
Again, I don't necessarily have an opinion on that right now.
Okay. Thank you. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Would you say it's excellent? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's fair? Or would you say it's poor?
Fair.
Sorry?
Fair.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Five years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I am not really sure how to answer that.
Okay, thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family member in Ector County? Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
I'm going to read you a list qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in the community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, okay? You may say excellent, good, fair, or poor. The quality of the public school, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
I'm sorry? Fair?
Fair.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The availability of quality health care. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
I'm sorry?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Would you say it is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. Availability of affordable housing. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, thank you. Public safety and low crime. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. The natural beauty and physical setting. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
The offering job opportunities in your field. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, fair.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor. Fair.
Fair. Thank you. The availability of culture opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans from economic development and job growth. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And the public transportation, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Okay, we have reached the 50% of the survey. We're almost done. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Racial and ethnic minorities. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. People living below the poverty line. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes.
Good, okay, thank you. Retirees, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
People like you, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Fair. Thank you. Families with children, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Young single people, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you. Immigrants from other countries, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. Okay, we have reached the 70%. We're almost done. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? And would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Improve.
I'm sorry?
Improve.
Improve, thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs, from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in the Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Not with confidence. Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. We have reached the 80%. We're almost done. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
No. I'm sorry, you said not at all likely.
Not very likely.
Oh, I'm sorry. The option is very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely. Would you say that one?
Yes, not too likely. Okay.
Not too likely. Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? Would you say high school or a little less? Some college graduate, or graduate degree?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. May I ask you your age range? Are you from 18 to 34, from 35 to 49, from 50 to 64, or 65 and more?
18 to 34.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white? Are you Black African American? Are you Hispanic Latino? Are you Asian or other?
Hispanic Latino.
I'm sorry?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
You said yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Is your annual household income less of 25,000, from 25 to 30 to 40,000, from 40 to 75,000, or 75,000 and more?
25 to 40.
25 to 40. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time, thank you. In the terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful rest of your night. Take care. Bye-bye.